would it have been better to maybe work through COVAX more intently rather than these bilateral agreements, or have those worked out better in terms of keeping control over the manufacturing process?
No, we did work with COVAX. And again, with COVAX, it was the same situation. COVAX, they placed more of their bets in AstraZeneca. And they placed very few orders in the beginning with our vaccine for many different reasons. And then eventually things didn't work and they came back to us asking us for way more quantities. What we did was even something better. We had the tier price in our vaccine, which means that high-income countries were getting the vaccine at the cost of a takeaway meal. You all know it's 20, 25 bucks. This is the price for a vaccine. But for middle-income countries, we are charging half of this cost to the government because they give it free to the citizens. Right. And for the low-income countries, we are charging at cost, non-for-profit. What we did, we signed with the U.S. government an agreement that we are providing them 1 billion doses. I repeat, 1 billion doses at cost. Ourselves, we are not making profit. Then the U.S. government takes those doses and they give it for free to the low-income countries. The only agreement that we made with them was that these doses, 1 billion, is to go to the poorest of the countries. The way that we administer through COVAX, the U.S. government. And of course, we are working on the logistics. So eventually COVAX is getting a lot of doses from us.
Right. And that's what's happening now, of course. Through other countries, though, is that possible? I know I've seen some reports where other countries might want to do the same, but they claim that their contract restricts them from doing that. Can you clarify what's going on there?
No. It's we have all countries that they ask us to donate doses somewhere else. We collaborated with them, and within 2-3 days, we gave them the approval to do it. There is no way that we will leave doses in a country that they are not utilized when they could go to a country that can be utilized.
Definitely. And what about the South Africa Hub? I was really, really intrigued by the partnership you've created with BioVac Institute down in South Africa. I know that it was supposed to be operational by early next year. Can you give us an update on the timeline on when we might actually see doses manufactured there?
I think the timeline that we announced is the timeline that we will stick to. The company that we are partnering with in South Africa is a company that we know very well. We are already producing over there other vaccines. That is what enabled us to have, let's say, the confidence that they can do the manufacturing with high levels of quality because we are working with them for a long time. So we will stick to the schedule and they will start manufacturing. And also the agreement is that all doses that will be manufactured in Africa will stay in Africa. Of course, Africa will receive way more doses from doses that are manufactured in other places, namely Europe and the US.
Well, that's good. Yeah, that's great to hear. And obviously that confidence plays a role in why you wouldn't be able to say, just broadly speaking, you know, create more of these partnerships or even going back to the IP argument. I've heard your stance on that, you know, that it's not feasible and that it would create sort of unnecessary competition as well for raw materials per se. But is there maybe a chance to have done what maybe Gilead did initially, where it was voluntary licenses? And if you have that much confidence that they really can't start from scratch, maybe just do it as a goodwill gesture even to say, okay, here it is.
I think that Moderna did. They waived their rights to intellectual property so that anybody could do it for the low-income companies. Nobody did. That demonstrates that what we were saying is true, that they won't be able to do it just by out-licensing. These are technologies unlike the ones that, for example, Gilead or antibodies, where they have been produced massively in the world before. The mRNA was never produced anywhere in the world. It was the first time that we produced. The machinery that we used to produce the mRNA was designed by us. And then we asked manufacturers to manufacture the machines that we are using in our manufacturing plant. So it would be impossible, as it was, to do someone to scale up within, let's say, a reasonable amount of time, less than 2 years, for example.